You think of a drunkard, because it says, as a thorn goeth up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. Now, if you've ever been around a drunkard, they're completely oblivious to any harm or danger to their body. In fact, they don't know until the day after. They're like, oh, man, my jaw hurts. It's like, yeah, you just got knocked out. You didn't know it when it happened, but you just got your jaw broken. You know, I can tell you stories of people that I've known who've gotten in tons of trouble while they're out drunk, and they wouldn't be able to tell. You would tell them, hey, there's a knife, you know, in your side, and they're just like, oh, really? You know, they're so drunk and so disoriented, so stupid, that they can't tell that they're in pain. You see, pain is supposed to instruct us, right? Pain is used in the body to instruct us, hey, something bad is happening to your body. Respond to it. But a drunkard often is so drunk, so completely annihilated, that wasted, that pain, they don't respond to it. They can't receive instruction from it. So I met people, you know, who get into fights when they're drunk. And it's just like they act like they're invincible and their adrenaline is pumping, their nose is bleeding, they're cut all over the place, but they don't even care. You know why? Because they're drunk. It's not until the day afterwards that they're like, man, what happened? You know? Well, picture a thorn going into the hand of a drunkard. You think that's going to instruct them? It's like, hey, there's a thorn in your hand. It's like, I don't even feel anything. What are you talking about? Well, that's the same way a parable would go into the mouth of a fool. When a parable goes into the mouth of a fool, it's like a thorn going into the hand. It's not going to instruct the fool. And by the way, that's why we ought not to bother talking to, debating, or trying to instruct the fool. Amen. You say, oh, I thought you made a video this week about Tyler Doka. I'm not instructing them. I'm exposing those idiots. Amen. I'm instructing the wise regarding these fools. I'm not trying to convert them. Please pray for them. No, pray for them that they die. But I don't want to pray that they get understanding. I hope their understanding becomes even more darkened. Yeah. Okay? Why? Because as a thorn goeth into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. And a perfect example of this, and I'm beating this dead horse, but we're going to go ahead and beat it. You know, Justin LeBlanc is a fool. Now, obviously, there's Christians who are saved that are fools, but these guys are really, like, foolish. They're reprobate fools. You know, their foolish heart was darkened, according to Romans chapter 1. Okay? And he's a perfect example of someone who has taken the parable and is expounded upon it and has taught a lot of false doctrine. He's built this whole entire works-based salvation where you're saved, but you're going to the lake of fire. You know, and what does he use? He uses parables in the Bible to prove his doctrine. He redefines certain portions of scripture that are very obscure, dark sayings, and then he redefines it. Then he defines other clear scriptures based upon that redefinition of what he just expounded upon. Okay? And so he's a fool. So he'll take parables where, you know, someone would read and it's a little obscure, it's a little dark, and completely build off a doctrine off of that. That's dangerous. Now, he's not the only one that does that. Pentecostals do that all the time. You know, anytime I've talked to a Pentecostal, they bring up the parable of Luke 12, you know, or Matthew 26. All these parables that seem to allude that you can lose your salvation because it says servant and they'll be cast out into outer darkness. But that's all they got. Right. You see, the way you interpret a parable is not using a parable. Right? Yeah. Right? Parables are often hard to be understood simply because they're not using clear scriptures to interpret those parables. You see, go to the clear scriptures, know what the doctrine says, then go use that as a filter for the parables. Right.